We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marks and Reese are back. The John Heyman tweet says the following. Bryce Harper is believed to have turned down multiple offers over $300 million in recent weeks. At least five teams are believed still in contact, though Philly, SF, San Francisco, and perhaps Washington. Perhaps Washington appear to have more chance than San Diego and Chicago. He's the only guy that's still saying that San Diego's still in on Bryce Harper. I don't believe there's a team out there other than Washington that is willing to go the lengths to get Bryce Harper. I hope that somebody steps up and takes him off our hands. I'm out. I can't take it. This guy's going to be a pain in the ass. These long-term contracts never work out. He's already a guy that I have a lot of questions about. Bryce Harper, not what he's going to do on the field. He'll hit you 40 home runs most seasons and bat 250 maybe.
He's going to bat better than 250.
Probably.
He's a 280 hitter.
Ike's a good player.
Yeah.
All right, he's a good player. The Cardinals said, we're not going to give Albert Pujols a 10-year contract because it doesn't make sense. It's too much money, and they won the World Series the next year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can win a World Series without giving guys 10-year contracts, and that's where I am right now. He's got multiple teams, which I call BS on. There's multiple teams that have already offered $300 million contracts to him. If that's the case, then you know what? Go take one of those offers. I'm out. I'm so out on this. I'm so sick of this. No more. Let's go to the phones.
Good luck being 500 again this year.
888-729-9494. Wait, come on, man. There's still a playoff. They're still very much in the hunt. How about this?
No, they're not.
Yeah, but hold on.
You want to talk yourself into that, but they really aren't.
No, if they use the money that they were going to give to Harper to get a Dallas Keuchel and improve your pitching, which, by the way, is a much bigger need right now for this team than bringing Harper in there, they're very much right in there to win the division, to be a wild card team.
Yep, that's also hoping that Pivetta has his best year. That's also hoping that Eflin has his best year. Like, you're still going to need all these unproven guys to actually prove something. Like, they're going to have to actually
to perform. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not worried about McCutcheon. I'm not worried about Segura. I'm not worried about the proven players. I'm worried about the guys who wilted coming down the stretch last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, even the Reese Hoskins, who we all love as a player, who we all know would benefit from having Bryce Harper in his lineup with him, couldn't carry this lineup down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't carry this team down the stretch. Mikel Franco. Huh?
Well,
now all of a sudden, you know, Mikel Franco becomes much more of a prominent bat in your lineup. So does Odubel Herrera.
Mm-hmm.
So does Nick Williams.
Nick Williams is a starter without Bryce Harper here.
Yeah.
He's your starter in right field. 888-729-9494. All right. That's fine.
That's why you need Bryce Harper.
Well, Bryce Harper is, as I said, a good player. They can get another player. They can sign another player. They can trade for another player. They can sign a player next year. It's not the end of the world if you don't get Bryce Harper. TC in Delaware. Hi, TC.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
How are you?
What's up, TC?
All right. I just wanted to talk to you guys. This Harper thing is out of control. You know, the Philly fans, especially the longer he waits, he goes into a hitting slump, they're going to just kill him. I mean, remember Smitty back in the day making a million? I mean, they gave him hell. You know, I just think that the money's better spent on a pitcher. That Dallas Keuchel idea sounds awesome, and I think that's the best way to go for the team.
You think the money's better spent on a pitcher, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
A 30-plus-year-old pitcher, huh?
Hey, if we can get a year at him until we can get somebody up from the ranks or find somebody that's got a strong, you know, good young strong arm that could be a solid top 3-4 starters, I'm with it.
Well, I'm going to need Dallas Keuchel to have his best year. Also, another guy that's not coming off a great year, and he's older, and he's pitched 200-plus innings last year. There's another guy who's going to have to be great. How did that work out for Jake Arrieta last year? How great was he?
Yeah, his numbers were they were similar to Jake Arrieta. Yeah. Gives up a lot of hits.
Yeah.
He's a lefty.
Yeah.
Being in the NL East, I think, will help him a little bit. But, I mean, he's I wouldn't expect Cy Young performance out of Keuchel. They need another starting pitcher. You're absolutely right. They do.
Here's what I would – no, you said that. You're right. You said they need a pitcher.
We agree. We agree they need a starter.
Here's the other thing that would worry me. Now, if Bryce Harper went and signed with the Giants or, let's say, the White Sox, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. meaning that he's not – re-signing with the Nationals.
Right.
Because if he re-signs with the Nationals, that puts them as the clear-cut favorite in the NL East. Now, I know that's a position they've been in for about the last 5 years, mm-hmm. but the bottom line is that's a more talented team. He would be back into that lineup, and you wouldn't have him. So now, not only do you face the prospect of not getting him yourself, he can go back and re-sign with the Nationals.
And on paper, make them better, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, Bryce Harper coming to the Phillies, you know, in theory, when you look at it, it's like, yeah, big free agent, look at the numbers, bring him in, he makes your team better, he's exciting, he's a face you can sell, and everything else. Yeah, that's all great in theory, right? But here's what I know right now. He's not with the Phillies, he hasn't signed, he's gotten multiple offers for over $300 million a year, allegedly. He's a good player. The Phillies don't need him. The Phillies can build their team in a different way than giving $30-some million to one guy that already rubs a ton of people wrong in the clubhouse, that already has issues with hustle and paying attention to what's going on out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems to me that Bryce Harper, after doing a lot of research on him, seems like that he'd be comfortable kind of being the DH or playing right field, hitting 40 home runs and, you know, doing his own thing. In baseball, you can just kind of have your own stats and be like, yeah, man, I had a good year. Yeah. All right, yeah, we didn't win a playoff series, but look at my numbers, right? I don't want that guy.
Yeah, but that's all he can control is him. He can't control everybody else.
Let's go to Nick in Elkins Park. Hi, Nick.
What's going on, John? What's going on, Ike?
How are you?
Hey, what up, Nick?
Yeah, John, I agree with you. And
one thing, Nick.
I would say to you, Ike, about you're saying we don't stand a chance. Hey, calm down there, bud. we don't stand a chance of making the playoffs. Is we finished around 500 last year. We got the best catcher in baseball. We got an MVP from 4 years ago. Got a 300 hitter, that shortstop now that plays good defense. I don't see why we can't make the playoffs without Harper.
Well, because I just don't think you're good enough all the way through the lineup. And this whole idea about having the best catcher in baseball, when's the last time that led to anything?
I mean, I would say Joe Mauer led the Twins to the playoffs a couple times. I would say Pudge was pretty instrumental on a couple
Buster
of teams.
Posey, Yadier Molina.
It wasn't just them.
I know you're a football guy, but...
No, it has nothing to do with that, Nick. It has nothing. We're talking sports here, so we don't even have to go into football. We're talking baseball. We're talking baseball. I know enough about baseball. Believe me, brother, it ain't that complicated. It's not that complicated. So adding Realmuto to this lineup doesn't make you a playoff team.
Well, we didn't add Realmuto. We added McCutchen, who was an MVP, former MVP, and is still playing well.
Right.
We added Segura, bats 300,
mm-hmm.
plays good defense. So mm-hmm. that's an upgrade at a position that was a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you better than
last year. First of all, they played above their heads last year. I don't even know if they were really an 80-win team last year. I mean, they won a lot of games scoring three runs. It was a lot of nights we watched baseball, Nick, and we're pulling our hair out.
But this is another thing I would say to you. Name a $300 million contract that's panned out, or even a $200 million contract.
I was going to say there are not very many $300 million contracts out there. And when you say pan out, you mean as a team, or do you mean individually? I'm not sitting here telling you the contracts are worthy. These guys are worthy of these deals. I'm telling you what I believe you need to be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
So we can sit here all we want to and now say you don't need Bryce Harper and we're better off without Bryce Harper. Yeah, all that is a bunch of hurt feelings. That's all that is.
Also, this whole thing about big contracts not working feelings. Out. There have only been a few $300 million contracts.
Well, I was going to say, it's not been many of them.
I mean, it's Giancarlo Stanton and then Manny Machado and that's it. I mean, it hasn't happened otherwise. I mean, Alex Rodriguez technically got $300 million, but they won a World Series with him. So.
And
Yeah. And he's all juiced up. They did.
Well, they're all juiced up.
And Miguel Cabrera has been to a couple World Series. David Price struggled, but they won a World Series. Like, it's complicated.
Give me the guy. Don't give me those guys that signed those deals at 29 and 30 years old where their best years were behind
them.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy that's 25, 26 years old where a lot of his good baseball is still in front of him.
He will still enter his prime.
Exactly. So you're going to get good years out of him. And there is no $300 million man out there. That's just what free agency is calling for. That's just what it is. I mean, I could tell you Mike Trout, best player in baseball the last 7 years. You're going to tell me you won't pay him $300 million?
They would pay him $300 trillion.
Right? You'll pay him. How many playoff series has he won?
Yeah, not none.
How many times?
I'm not sure, actually.
How many times have the Angels been in the playoffs?
Recently, none.
So don't tell me about, this guy's not worth it. No, you're just saying you don't like Bryce Harper.
Well,
none of these guys are worth $300 million. But there wouldn't be a person that will call up here and say, I wouldn't give Mike Trout $300 million.
Well, I think Mike Trout's looked at differently than Bryce Harper, right?
Well,
I
mean, he's the best player in baseball.
Right, exactly. Then there's a local connection. Manny Machado's $300 million contract.
No, I'm talking about on the field. I'm talking about winning. That's what I'm talking about. Because that's why we're saying it's okay not to get Bryce Harper, because it doesn't add anything. Doesn't mean you're going to win more games. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you that if you're willing to get Mike Trout and pay him $300 million, why?
Because he's Mike Trout and people...
Right.
Love
okay.
Him.
So then it does boil down to whether or not you like the guy or dislike the guy.
I guess you're right. But would it feel less like this with the Phillies that they signed Harper? But when Robbie Cano went to the Mariners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't this pretty much play out exactly how you thought it would? He was there for a couple years. He put up some numbers, and then they're like, "All right, well, we're going to trade him because we don't want to pay him anymore. We're not any good."
Yep.
But that's Manny Machado. We said it yesterday. That's Manny Machado with the Padres.
I can see that.
He'll put up some numbers in San Diego. They won't win anything. And then he'll get his way out of town, and he'll go somewhere else. The Padres will give some money to get rid of him. They'll get prospects back.
See, it's all about what he's adding to what you have. See, Robinson Cano going to Seattle, there's nothing there. There's nothing that one player can do to turn that team around.
Right. Right?
There's nothing Manny Machado can do single-handedly to turn around the Padres. He can go out there and bat 340 and hit 40 home runs. And they still can wind up only winning 65 games, 70 games.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe
adding Bryce Harper to what you have, that's what I'm saying. I'm not telling you that one man can go and change a baseball team. What I'm telling you is that what you've done, adding Bryce Harper to that, is going to make it worth it because, A, you're going to win more games, and you're going to be in the postseason. That's what adding Bryce Harper to what you've already done. That's why it's worth it. That's why you do it, because it makes you a formidable team.
Yeah, you're right. In theory, sure. It does. I won't even argue with that. And Bryce Harper's a good player. There's no doubt about it.
And a $300 million player to a team that stinks with no talent around it does nothing. That's what happened when A-Rod went to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened with Giancarlo Stanton signing his extension in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those teams were bad. Those things were bad, but when you're adding a guy to a team that won 80 games last year, that's added some other players, now that puts you in the 90-win club.
They've had
a 90-plus win club.
They've had an objectively excellent offseason already, Ike.
And then when you got pitchers with ERAs in the fours, you're not winning 3-2 games this year.
Oh, that's the other thing about
you're
it.
You're going to need to win some 7-6 games this year.
If they sign Harper, their payroll will be $180 million. It'll be $180 million. And if you get to that point, obviously that's good. But let's say they go into next year and it's like last year where Aaron Nola is your only reliable pitcher. Mm-hmm. Your only reliable pitcher for a team trying to win a World Series. I'm not saying don't sign Bryce Harper, but isn't that a realistic discussion you have to have?
What, to sign a pitcher rather than Bryce Harper? They could go to $200 million. If they wanted to sign a starter, they can make a trade at the trade deadline. They need to improve their starting pitching. Like, even with Bryce Harper, they're not a lock to do anything in the playoffs or make the playoffs with the starting staff they have right now. These young guys got to perform.
Yeah, but the thing to me is that with the lineup, it'll put you in position to where you want to do it. Without a Harper in the lineup and the possibility of the rest of this lineup struggling the first half of the season, they may not be in position come the trading deadline to do anything that would be a difference maker.
I can't look at this and say, all right, I'm worried about year 5, like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of the deal. I can't say that. But what I can say is that I'm worried about year 3, 4, 5 of the deal. Not in the fact that Bryce Harper's going to be injured or he's not going to be a good baseball player anymore. That a guy that already, according to a lot of reports, and I believe that all else being equal, he certainly doesn't want to play here, right? But he will come here because it's the biggest contract, and he more or less has to. Mm-hmm. And he can just be Bryce Harper and just try to block everything out. I just don't know if this is the best fit for him here. And we've had two national people down and one's a Phillies fan that said they don't think that Bryce Harper's a good fit with the city, with how hard we are on our athletes, with how crazy we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I worry about what happens when he just kind of is like, all right, well, I'm not staying here long term, so I'm going to more or less shut it down. And then his teammates are resenting him. And year 1 and 2, it might be great. You might get 45 home runs and everybody's going to be, yeah, great. Then you got 9 years left on the contract.
Can't believe 24 hours. All you people are in your feelings today. And everybody hates Bryce Harper today.
I'm telling
everybody
you.
Everybody hates Bryce Harper today.
I read between Google.
You can't believe everything you read.
Well, yeah, but you can look at things and say, like, all right, well, maybe this is a little bit too far. Maybe this is unfair. But then, like, just like look at the things that you keep seeing over and over again when you read about Bryce Harper. And those, you know, what those things are? It's just that he's not a vocal leader. He, quote unquote, leads by example.
That's why you got these other guys in here.
Dude, when you're a $300 million guy.
Vocal leader. How much did Chase Utley lead by speaking?
But you can't, here's the problem. Bobby Abreu, when he was the highest paid player on this team, he was the de facto leader because he was their best player, was an all-star, and he made the most money.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute he left here is when the Phillies turned it around and became that team. Because you know what? Not the guys disliked him, but they didn't. They looked at him. He showed up 4 o'clock. He's supposed
to be
there at 4
o'clock. They didn't like him.
Yeah, but they're like, he's a good player. But like,
I haven't heard anybody say they don't like Bryce Harper. I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard anybody come out and say, I don't like Bryce Harper, but I've heard a lot of people come out and say, like, well, listen, he's not a guy that is a leader. He's not a guy that runs every ball out. He's not a guy that's on all the time. He makes mental mistakes a lot. I don't know if that's the guy I want that's going to be in charge of the franchise for the next 10 years. Let's go to...
I hear you.
Let's go to Chris, Plymouth Meeting. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How are you?
What up, Chris?
Good. Basically, my thoughts are that I like Bryce Harper, but I'm fine if we don't get him, and I'll tell you why. I think that we can get, with that kind of money, some really good pieces, a pitcher, maybe even another relief pitcher, a starter, and look for another deal like we got with the catcher, a deal like that. Snag someone up maybe around the trade deadline and get with those pieces, we could probably get all three of those pieces and still pay less than what we have to pay Harper. And if the Nationals spend all that money on him, I guarantee you they're going to be hating life a couple of years from now.
Why?
Because they're not going to be able to afford it. They won't be able to get anybody. They'll have no ability to add any pieces at all if they need a piece.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, hey, they got good young players on their team. Love that kid Soto that they have down there.
Mm-hmm.
They've already paid certain pitchers. I can't understand why they would be regretting the whole Bryce Harper trade. See, here's what you guys are forgetting. This isn't a 3-year deal. This is a guy that you can have for the next at least 8 years. In 8 years, the guy will be 33 years old. He'll be 33. 8 years of Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow that's a bad thing for an organization that can't develop anybody, that doesn't have any big-time prospects, everyday players coming out the pipeline, this wasted first-round pick after first-round pick. You got a chance to get one of the 5 best players in all of baseball, and all of a sudden the Phillies fans are too good for Bryce Harper. What?
Nope.
Come on, man.
Bryce, you want to come here? You want to get in spring training? Come here and get in spring training.
See, this is feelings being hurt.
No,
listen. Yeah, he is. This is feelings being hurt because he didn't run to sign with the Phillies.
No, he
didn't run to sign with the Phillies.
Here's what it is.
Meanwhile, the GM is lowballing him.
Here's what it is, Ike.
Meanwhile, the GM is playing money ball and lowballing him. Won't put a real offer out there. How about that?
Oh, there's a real offer out there for him.
You think
they're trying to get more?
You think the Phillies have offered him $300 million?
Well, John Heyman's reporting multiple teams has, and I have to say yes.
You believe the Phillies offered Bryce Harper $300 million?
I believe they will.
I asked you, so that means you don't believe they've done it already.
Like, do you know that they've made it? They've made an all what offers they made? I have no idea. I've heard one person say the Phillies haven't made offers, and I've heard other people say they've made offers.
Put it this way: I'll make an educated guess based off of what he said yesterday about the Manny Machado signing.
Mm-hmm.
Based off of that, yeah, it doesn't sound like to me they put a $300 million offer out there.
Not for him.
So I feel comfortable saying that. If I'm wrong, great. Prove me wrong. I want him here. Prove me wrong. But I don't think they've offered him $300 million.
Well, if he's not sure he wants to play here, according to some reports, then you know what? Fine. Whatever. I'm over it. Right? I'm over it. 888-729-9494. I am. We're acting like Bryce Harper's the only way that you can win in this town. Oh, you got to sign Bryce Harper. Otherwise, the team, they couldn't possibly win a World Series. Sure, they could.
No, it's not that they can't do it. It's not that they can't do it, but they have to go out there and do those things that you have so much faith that they'll do. Just like everybody had so much faith that they were going to sign Manny Machado or Bryce Harper this offseason. Now you have to switch that and say, now I have the faith that they're going to go out there and make other moves, by the way, which is still spending money in free agency, or you'll be waiting on these players that are currently on the roster to develop into, I don't know, all-star caliber players that can actually win and get you to the postseason. Either way, you're going to be playing the free agency game. So you're going to go spend money on over-the-hill guys with their best days behind him, as opposed to paying market value for a guy who his best days are hopefully in front of him. That's 25 years old. So we'd rather go pay for a 31-year-old whose best days are behind him, sign him to a 3-year deal, hoping he can recapture the glory. Come on, man. Get Bryce Harper in here.
Well, what?
Get him in here.
Why you have to sign a 31-year-old that sucks? How about you sign a guy that's good?
Because
how about
that's you sign what a happens. We sign 31-year-olds that suck. That's what we do. Or you know what, John? You're going to be paying market price. You're going to be paying market price instead of playing analytics and looking at numbers and convincing yourself, I'm not paying this type of money. That's what they're doing. You know it and I know it. Don't interrupt me, Gabe. I'm on a roll. They have not offered Bryce Harper $300 million. You know it and I know it.
Yeah, but they will if they didn't.
And you know how I know they haven't offered? Because no one else has said, oh, the Phillies have put out an offer of $300 million, and he wants more.
So John,
there's nowhere in hell that the Phillies have offered Bryce Harper anything close to $300 million.
So John Heyman, who are the teams that offered over $300 million? Oh, I forgot. I already said he was lying. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. How satisfied would you be if the Phillies didn't sign Bryce Harper? And by the way, they may not. I don't know. Ike's not feeling great about it, which is probably why he's so fired up.
Yes. I'm disappointed.
I am perfectly great.
It's not a failed offseason. I'm disappointed because I don't believe they're going
to
sign him.
Ike, if I could have a wish right now, it would be for another team to come in and swoop up and take Bryce Harper so we wouldn't have to worry about this nonsense. I'm telling you, this kid's a pain in the ass, and we're always going to have to deal with him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.